Welcome back to Dollars and Cents. Here with your business tech and gaming news. Now, I'm not sure where to start. I'm honestly not. It's kind of a bit going on in gaming. But I guess I'm going to go with Brookfield Asset Management has agreed to buy a majority stake in Oaktree Capital Group in a deal worth $4.7 billion. Now, the combined company will rival Blackstone Group as the world's largest alternative money manager. Amazon has inked a deal with Wordplay so that they now will be offering Amazon Pay as a part of their payment options. Now, there's a couple things about this. So this is one of those where I gotta, you know, talk about a little bit. This will be a great step for not just Amazon. It's a great step for the companies. But specifically, this is a great step for Amazon, because the more companies that Amazon obviously can bring into its fold, I mean, the better. Amazon already is seen as such a giant, but they don't have everything. E-commerce wise, they don't. I recall looking for things months ago. That wasn't there. It wasn't there. And it took months for Doug to get there, to be available even for purchase. I know typically we like to be like Amazon has everything. Depends on what you're looking for, just to be honest. But it will expand their reach, especially when you can bring the possibility of them bringing the merchants that already uses WorldPay into their Amazon Prime, which would also in turn expand the list of options for consumers, which would also expand the reach of those merchants. It's not a lose-lose for anybody if they go that route, which is kind of a no-brainer to go that route. But like I said, right now, they just have the option of using Amazon Pay. Like, none of these people are on Prime. They're just separating the Amazon Pay shipping aspect from the email as Amazon Prime. It's bracket time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. That's what that was. It's March Madness, so it's bracket time. That's what you heard. I'm going to just be completely honest. It's a good shot later, which more than likely they will be doing. Amazon opened 2019 at $1,539 and opened yesterday, the 20th of March, at $1,769.94. A lot of people probably like, that's a lot of money. Amazon didn't start off as $1,000 a share. I mean, I brought this up before. They grew. And you say, boy, Amazon hasn't been around that long. It hasn't. But that's how fast it grew. Which is why with some investments, like the IPOs that are coming this year, or some IPOs that dropped last year and still haven't blown up, that's the thing. Things can change within a span of 5 years. In some cases, things change within the span of a year drastically. But everybody's different. None of those are guaranteed. Lyft's not guaranteed to take off. Uber, not guaranteed. Nobody is. It's not a gamble. It's just really based off the service that they're providing. How is this company run, you know? A lot of things are factors. That's why I tried to give the most news possible, so you know where a company's headed. Amazon heading in the direction it went with the Echo devices, Alexa, wasn't a surprise. I think a lot of people think of Amazon and think, oh, yeah, that place orders stuff from the e-commerce company. You know, you kind of know the term e-commerce, but the fact that Amazon is a tech company gets really forgotten. In case you didn't know, Amazon is a tech company that also sells e-commerce. You know, Google's a search engine. Google's a tech company. Facebook is a tech company. Not because of just Facebook. Like, no, they made that. That the thing that you're using, that platform, was built by them. And they built other stuff. How those videos play, how everything on that works, that's them. That's technology they made. They're not using Amazon's platform. They're not using the AWS platform, which is what Amazon Web Service, AWS, is referred to. They're using theirs. They're a tech company. Not to go too far off, because it's really early and I've only covered probably like two things. We got to think outside. Things are bigger than what they seem. I think I'll talk about this later, maybe in an episode of Common Sense this weekend. But let me get back to the news. So staying on WorldPay. WorldPay actually 2 days ago had got acquired, which is what made this partnership funny. Fidelity National Information Services acquired WorldPay for $35 billion. Now, I reported on this in a previous podcast. Companies don't waste time. Companies see opportunities, they go after it. Some of y'all are wasting time thinking about companies to invest in, and, well, you shouldn't. Everybody knows about Disney, or at least you should. Disney bought Fox last year. Started buying Fox last year, let me say. Now, they beat out Comcast for this deal. To be honest, I'm really happy they beat out Comcast. Everybody is. Because I don't think Comcast would know what to do with an entire network. Comcast barely knows what to do with their cable currently, in my opinion. But the deal is finished. Disney now owns Fox. It's done. Paper, all, everything signed. The I's have been dotted. The T's have been crossed. It's over. As of 12 a.m. Wednesday morning, it was done. Now, the itty-bitty logistics. Well, not even itty-bitty. For those who don't know, $52.4 billion acquisition to buy 20th Century Fox. Understand, 20th Century Fox. This does not include Fox News or Fox Sports divisions. Nobody wants Fox News. Nobody. I mean, nobody wants Fox News. But they actually couldn't get it anyway, because it would essentially be considered a monopoly. Because Fox News and Fox Sports go hand in hand. And FCC, the regulatory committee was just going to, they were making a lot of noise. But Disney didn't want them anyway, because they have ESPN. Who cares about Fox Sports? Except NASCAR. I like NASCAR. But other than that, yeah, nobody wants that. Disney will also... has already become, sorry, the majority shareholder of Hulu. For those of you that don't know Hulu, I mean, Disney will also be starting their streaming app later this year, Disney Plus. Everybody's pretty much doing a streaming app. DC Comics has their streaming app, which actually has some pretty decent shows on there, none of which I've seen because I don't plan to pay for it yet. But Disney has now their own humongous library, 20th Century Fox's humongous library, to do a streaming app, which is why, for some people that know Disney's, oh, Marvel's, which is Disney, obviously. Marvel's TV shows that were pulled from that, that were canceled on Netflix, were canceled because Netflix contract was up. Disney timed this perfectly. They knew what they were doing. This was a plan for like a year and a half ago. This was a plan. Because I see a lot of uproar in the past 6 months about people, especially on comic pages on Instagram, like, Jesus Christ. Oh, what happened to... Yes, they were all going to go. Why everybody was surprised Daredevil left and Jessica Jones left and all Punisher got canceled. Like, they canceled them because they can't make more episodes anymore. It has to go back to its owner, who's doing their own streaming app. And what's going to happen to them? Nobody knows. I love Daredevil. I love the Punisher. I love them too. But, you know, it's business. People have to buy the rights, own the rights, contracts. Contracts are renewed. Contracts are canceled. Like, it's business. Everybody, if you have more knowledge of situations, you wouldn't be butthurt all the time. And a lot of times people run around butthurt in their feelings because of little stuff like that. I got into plenty of... I try to drop stuff on Instagram on certain pages when people are like, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. Like, Endgame is coming and people are, oh, they're not going to die. Oh, okay. For those of you that know Avengers Endgame and you're thinking that nobody's going to die in Endgame, like, stay dead or die for the first time or second in some cases, you're an idiot. Business and tech aside, you're a dummy. And you probably don't read comics. And you probably don't realize that actors have contracts and their contracts end. Which is why they leave movies. Nobody has done... The actors in Marvel will go down in history as the actors to do a character the longest ever. But their contracts are up. Everybody who follows any other form of business knows their contracts are up. And these characters die all the time. Captain America died before. Gave up his shield. The Falcon. He even gave the shield to Bucky. Like, it's... These aren't new things. People are going to die. Captain America is going to die. We're going to tell you right now. Avengers Endgame. Spoiler. It's not even a spoiler. Common sense. Cap is dying. Iron Man is going to die too. But us... Whatever. I'm going to leave y'all alone. And I'm going to go back to business. Cuphead is coming to Nintendo Switch next month. The classic style animation game will be available April 18th, 2018, and is available for pre-purchase now. Cuphead is a game that made incredible waves when it came out for its style of animation and its nature. Don't really want to spoil it for you, but it's different. But it's really cool. One of those games where the merchandising on it is really nice. They're making really nice money on that merchandising. Sticking to games, Epic Gaming Store is off to a great start. Epic launched their own gaming platform to rival Steam. Steam takes a larger percentage away from developers. Epic takes less. So a lot of people are going towards Epic. Plus, let's be honest, Epic is kind of they're kind of a big deal right now. Thanks to i.e. Fortnite. But it's not just Fortnite. People need to think more of the gaming engine because their platform uses their gaming engine. And their gaming engine is used in PUBG. Yes. Just let me repeat that. Epic's gaming engine, because everybody knows Epic with Fortnite, is used in PUBG. two competing games use the same engine. I'm really about to blow your mind in the post in something in a minute, but I'm going to slow down. I don't want to mess you up too much. The gaming store has launched games like Subnautica, which has been downloaded 4.5 million times. Slime Rancher, also been downloaded 4.5 million times. And both of these titles are downloaded or free downloads. Metro Exodus, though, which is exclusive to Epic Games, wasn't originally going to be on Epic, but guess what? That has did 2.5 million more in sales than Metro's first game, which is called Metro Last Night, and that was on Steam. And I'm pretty sure Steam is, well, steaming mad. Take-Two, another gaming studio, will be bringing Obsidian's sci-fi games, The Outer Lands, and Ancestors to Epic Games Store as well. Epic's not publicly traded. They might be. They would be one of those stocks that would be something I would pursue if they decided to go public. But speaking of Epic, I'm going to talk about Tencent, and I will connect that dot in a minute. Razer, the gaming laptop, smartphone, and peripherals company, is partnering with Tencent. Now, this partnership will cover hardware, software, services, and optimizing Tencent games like PUBG and Fortnite for Razer smartphones, mobile controllers, and their Cortex Android launcher app. Now, if you're a gamer, you're like, what? If you're not, you're just kind of like, oh, okay. Here's the thing. Yes. Like I said previously, Epic's gaming engine runs Fortnite and it runs PUBG. Tencent is the company that also gives you PUBG and is giving you Fortnite. How you say? Well, Tencent brought PUBG here. PUBG wasn't a US-based game. It came over with the Xbox. It was a automatically installed game in the Xbox last Christmas, I think. They had the thing with Microsoft, and that really kicked it off. It was kind of the test, see how everybody liked it. Everybody freaking loved it. And the rest was kind of history. Now, Tencent is the largest gaming company, is currently the largest gaming company in the world. They're not just a gaming company. It's Tencent Holdings. Think of Tencent Holdings as Google, but with way, way, way more subsidiaries. Like a lot. A lot. I couldn't list them all. It has so many branches. It's like a huge tree with, I mean, like, unimaginably huge tree with thousands of branches, and each one of those branches has a branch. You see what I'm saying? That's what Tencent Holding is. It's humongous. It's one of the, like, I think they're considered, like, the sixth largest company in the world. They're huge. When it comes to gaming, because that's what we're going to go on, maybe I might do a thing on Tencent by itself later. But Tencent, specifically with gaming, has stakes or completely outright owns. Let me repeat. Tencent has shares, stakes, shares. Same thing, or completely outright owns several gaming companies that people may be familiar with if, well, you game. Riot Games, Epic Games, Supercell, and Grinding Gears. What their percentage is and all that, I'm not going to go into. I feel like I've taken a lot of time already. But Tencent is not publicly traded on the U.S. NASDAQ. to make that clear. They're not publicly traded on the US NASDAQ. That's not to say they're not traded, because they are. They're traded on the OTC. Something else I'll go into later. Sorry, I'm pretty sure you're tired of hearing that. But going to an explanation of something will take a whole lot more time than I want to do in this particular podcast, because this is supposed to be strictly news. Now, in the OTC, Tencent opened 2019 at $39.51. It opened today, 21st of March, at $45.33. They do have a dividend yield. That dividend yield is 21%. And other news that does not have to do with games, KFC and Mrs. Butterworth are back again together, the union, the partnership, the love, to bring back their chicken and waffles. Now, this is going to start Saturday, which is the 23rd of March. You'll be able to get KFC's chicken and waffles again. You heard me say again, because they came out with it in November. Back in November, the stuff sold out in like 2 weeks. In some locations, they sold out in 2 weeks. It was that crazy. It's going to be available till April 29th. You'll be able to get it as a chicken sandwich, which will be pretty much two waffles with chicken breasts in between. Or get it as a meal, you know, three-piece, two-piece with, you know, waffles and Mrs. Butterworth syrup. Obviously, this was a success. The first time they did it was in November. Like I said, a lot of locations sold out in 2 weeks, so they're bringing it back. Think of it like the McRib. A lot of people are like, well, no, the McRib was the same way. Everybody, the McRib grew in popularity. They wanted it more. McDonald's increased the rate at which they put it out. They put it out twice a year now. Or maybe they just still put it out only in the summer. But think of it like that. Maybe it's something they'll keep in their menu. Maybe not. KFC is under the Yum Brands. Yum Brands is publicly traded. But in a choice to save time, I'm not going to get into what Yum Brands opened with today or opened for this year. But understand, it is under Yum, Y-U-M, where they also have Taco Bell, KFC, are all under this moniker. Serena Williams has invested in Bumble. Now, understand that there's Bumble, the dating app, and then there's a Bumble fund. Going back to, like I said before, companies are bigger than what they seem. So it's the same thing as you're thinking with the dating app, but they have more to offer than that. Now, the Bumble Fund is going to back early stage businesses founded and led by minorities, women of color, and underrepresented groups. They plan to fund commitments to these early stage businesses, these startups, anywhere between $5,000 to $250,000, with the goal of their average checks being about $25,000 a piece. But, like I said, can go up to $250,000. Now, if you're not familiar with Serena Williams, she's obviously a tennis player, but like a lot of athletes, or a lot of anybody, to be, what should be, is nobody should have one niche. And you shouldn't paint nobody in one corner and be like, that's who you are, stay who you are. Serena has invested in SurveyMonkey, Poshmark. She literally sits on the board of Poshmark and SurveyMonkey, just to be specific. So this is not a new thing. This isn't just, so put some respect on the name, please. The competition has already started. It actually ends in 6 days from now, March 27, 2019. Now, all you got to do is go to Bumble Biz. Go online, Bumble Biz, and you can go in, find out the requirements to, you know, pitch your startup and hopefully get a check to pursue your goals. And I really, really want to repeat this. If you're listening to this and you got an idea for a startup, go do it. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Not one damn thing do you have to lose by going online to Bumble Biz and pitching, going through the process of pitching a startup. You have somebody that you know who's a friend is always like, man, I got an idea for this, I got an idea for that. And they're kind of working on it. Are they really going hard on it? You know, they may be a lot further than some people. They may be in the beginning. Startup is a startup. If you know that they're in a process and they could use this opportunity, this money, pitch. Go Bumble, Buzz, go online, type it in, find it, let them fill out the stuff, the pitch. It's 6 days from now is the deadline. No excuses. Share this with somebody you know and, I don't know, tag it however you need to get their attention, especially if they're a startup, you know, trying to make one, they're an entrepreneur. Share this. I stress sharing this and Recall Podcast because I do this to share information in hopes that it benefits not just the people that are listening, but the people that are listening will hear things and share it themselves. Kind of like the every so often I've heard stories about people being in a drive-through and they get up there and then, you know, so-and-so, the person ahead of you paid for your food. Then that person pays for the other person's food behind them. You know, and that type of thing, that chain reaction. This is what I want with this podcast. I want the chain reaction of information to occur, to affect change in somebody's day, in somebody's life. So with this, please, you know somebody, or it's you yourself. Ignore the fact that you have 6 days. Pretend like you have 3 and get the shit done. Go on Bumble Biz. There's a weekend coming up, Friday, Saturday. If you have an idea, a goal, a startup, a company that you're trying to do, whatever, there is no reason that this weekend coming up of the 23rd, you cannot get this done. None. You have a weekend. You don't need to go to the club. You don't need to go to the mall. You don't need to hang out with your friends. Get your company started. You can hang out with your friends 3 years from now once your company's up and running and you're earning revenue and y'all can go hang out in the south of France on a damn yacht. You understand what I'm saying? No excuses. I stress that because people always have excuses. Get it done. Go on there. Do what you need to do. Share this with whoever you need to share it with. And just write whatever you need to write. Hey, listen to the end. There's information you need. Whatever. But share it. Share this exchange of information. This exchange of knowledge that could benefit somebody you know. Whether personally or not. It may just be somebody on your Facebook page that's always talking about business and doing it. Share it. And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be some big, crazy tech. It may be somebody who wants to make a cake company or whatever. Share. It costs you absolutely nothing. It costs you nothing to smile. It costs you nothing to hit the share button either. Like, be honest, screw your smile. Hit that share button. Because more people are going to see that when you share it to Facebook or you share it in your Instagram, somebody else could benefit from this. But this is all I'm gonna load y'all up with. Went a little longer than I'd like. I will be bringing up OTCs. Good chance I'm gonna bring up Tencent. There is an episode of Common Sense which I will be airing on my Instagram TV. This weekend, Not sure if it's going to be Saturday or Sunday. Probably Sunday, because I have a lot going on. There's a science festival downtown. Things like that, that I have to go to. So more than likely Sunday. So if you're not on my Instagram, you need to get there. But expeditiously get there, please. And share this. All right? This has been Dollars and Cents. And as always, keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Later.